WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood store guru, or at least I like to think so. Ever find yourself stuck in a mental loop, replaying past hurts, holding on to anger? Yeah, me too. It's easy to get caught in the trap of resentment, but trust me, it's a heavy weight to carry around. This isn't about forgetting what happened or pretending it didn't hurt. This is about taking control, learning from the past, and moving forward with clarity and peace. So buckle up, because today we're diving deep into the power of forgiveness not just for others, but most importantly, for ourselves. We'll be breaking down some practical stoic tools to help you release that resentment and reclaim your mental space. Because let's face it, life is too short to waste on grudges, right? First things first, understand that forgiveness isn't a sign of weakness. It takes strength, real courage to choose to let go of anger and pain. Think of it like this. Holding on to resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You're the one suffering. Second, remember that everyone makes mistakes. We all mess up, sometimes in big ways. People aren't perfect, and neither are you. Try to see things from the perspective maybe they were hurting too. Maybe they didn't even realize the impact of their actions. It doesn't excuse their behavior, but it can help soften your judgment. Third, focus on what you can control. You can't change the past, but you can choose how you react to it. Instead of dwelling on what happened, channel that energy into something positive. Work on yourself, learn from the experience, and move forward with intention. Remember, you have the power to write your narrative. Fourth, practice empathy. Put yourself in their shoes. Imagine how they might be feeling. This doesn't mean condoning their actions, but it can help break down those walls of resentment and create space for understanding. Empathy is a powerful tool that can bridge divides and foster healing. Finally, remember that forgiveness is a process, not a one-time event. It takes time, patience, and self-compassion. Be kind to yourself along the way. There will be good days and bad days. Just keep taking those small steps forward, day by day. Ever had that friend who constantly vents about their ex? Or maybe you're stuck replaying a hurtful situation in your head like a broken record. Yeah, I've been there too. Trust me, it's draining, right? It's like this mental treadmill going nowhere fast, just wasting energy and time. I remember years ago when my best friend betrayed my trust. We were thick as thieves, had secrets only we shared in the NBAM. He broke that trust in a way I never saw coming. For weeks, I was consumed by anger, resentment, even hate. It felt like this dark cloud hanging over me, stealing the joy from everything. I couldn't focus, I couldn't sleep, and honestly, it made me feel worse than the betrayal itself. I finally realized that holding onto that anger wasn't doing me any good. It was like letting him when he had hurt me, but my continued anger just kept him alive in my mind, keeping the wound open. That's when I started applying some of these stoic principles. Remember, forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened, it's about releasing the hold it has over you. It's about choosing to heal, to grow, and to move forward with strength and grace. You don't have to forget what happened, but you can choose not to let it define you. So take a deep breath, remember those five key takeaways, understand that forgiveness takes strength, see things from the perspective, focus on what you can control, practice empathy, and remember that forgiveness is a process. You got this. Go out there today and make a conscious decision to release some of that resentment. Practice gratitude for the good things in your life, and don't forget to be kind to yourself along the way. And hey, if you find yourself struggling, don't hesitate to reach out. We all need support sometimes. Share this episode with a friend who might benefit from hearing these words, leave a review if you enjoyed it, or join the conversation on social media. See you in the next episode, where we'll tackle another challenge together.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.